Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you on through the hour. And we've got somebody lined up for you right now that I know you're going to enjoy hearing again. Art Kleiner is a member of our Brain Trust, outstanding member, and has been now for a while. He is editor-in-chief of a quarterly publication that's put out by Booz & Company called Strategy and Business, Strategy Plus Business, I guess I should say. And he's also the author of a number of books, and his new book, which is a re-release, and it's a beautiful book, The Age of Heretics. And he's our good friend, Art Kleiner. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Hey, listen, I really thank you for the new book. It's a beautiful book and well done. I'm glad you re-released it. And I want you to tell the audience what a heretic is.
A heretic is somebody who sees a truth that contradicts the conventional wisdom of the organization they work for and remains loyal to the truth and loyal to the organization. In other words, doesn't fight, but says, I really want to work to make you aware. And that's pretty close to what actual heretics were in, you know, the medieval era.
Right.
And why they got so punished.
You make it sound like they're heroes, and of course, when the person calls you a heretic, they typically aren't thinking that.
Well, they're thinking you're dangerous.
Right.
The established way we think about things.
Well, and also a non-believer.
And well,
you've run off the rails. You've wandered over to the dark side.
Yeah, you see something that the light side doesn't yet incorporate. And yet, you know, now I know this is a small business audience, and when I wrote Heretics, I was largely thinking about large companies. But every company has, you know, some elephants they don't want to admit are in the room, and
mm-hmm.
some ways of thinking that really for their own good they could incorporate. And the heretic is the person inside who sees that and has to figure out a way to bring it to the attention.
When I think of a heretic, I think of someone who has courage,
mm-hmm.
who has courage of their convictions, who, as you say, sees things a little bit differently. Maybe they see the way things ought to be in the future rather than what they've evolved into. As you know, we oftentimes organizations and ideas begin in a pure form, but because humans get involved, they wind up corrupting them, right? And so I also see a heretic as a courageous person, as somebody who's prepared to have the courage and willing to have the courage of their convictions to poke their finger in the eye of the establishment.
Yes and no. A lot of small businesses, for instance, are parts of bigger supply chains.
Yeah.
Have to be and thrive that way. And often are parts of two or more different supply chains at one time. So they can see the problems with any one, because they're not caught up in the middle of it. They have more perspective. But then, you know, you're also, I've been a small business person myself, we're also, you know, selling. So we can't really poke your finger in the eye of a customer. But you do owe it to your customer if you're selling something that has any intellectual component. You owe it to your customer to be able to say, look, there is a better way to do it, and there's
right.
a better way to think about it.
Well, and that's my point. Obviously, you know, I didn't get to be at this stage in my life by poking customers in the eye, but from the standpoint of how we typically do things, how something is typically done, to poke your finger in the eye of convention.
Yeah.
But of course, what you have to do if you're talking to customers, and the reason I'm heading down this road here, Art, is because I think small business owners are often heretics,
mm-hmm.
and because, as you know, over half of the innovations in America come from small businesses,
mm-hmm.
And I think innovation is often a heretical thing to do. What do you think?
Well, I think it is. I mean, I don't think it necessarily has to be. I think it works out that way in practice. Really good innovations involve seeing a customer need or some way of doing things that hasn't been done before. So then the question is, why hasn't it been done before? A lot of times it hasn't been done before because of habit. And then maybe that means that an innovation is a heretical act. But on the other hand, you know, in a really well-run company, those kinds of things are happening all the time. They're not seen as heretical at all.
Do you still think we're in the age of heretics?
When I wrote the book, I called it the age of heretics because I wanted to say we're being influenced. So, yes, more than ever.
All right. Hold on to that thought. I want to continue this thought with Art, because I think it's going to take this kind of thinking to help us all get out of this this thing that we're in right now. Some people call it a recession. I call it this thing that we're in right now. We'll get Art's thoughts on this on the other side of these messages. And we're also going to talk a little bit about bubbles in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Our knowledge base is askjim.biz. My blog is jimsblog.biz. But if you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, that's the mothership, you can find all the things that we do on that site. You can link over to everything else from there. And, of course, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. I hope you'll make sure you do that. It's easy. And you get our free newsletter every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And you can also find the articles in the archives and the Brain Trust members and lots of different ways to use our stuff a lot better than ever before with a new website that we've launched in the last couple of months, actually about last month or so. Art Kleiner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Art's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, editor-in-chief of Strategy Plus Business, which is a quarterly magazine and this a publication of the Booz & Company organization. And also he's the author of a number of books, including the new book, The Age of Heretics. And Art, we were talking about, I want to get to bubbles in a minute because I know that's on your mind, but I want to come back. I love the idea of a heretic. I mean, when I think of a heretic, I think of Martin Luther walking up to the Diet of Worms, and which is a great name, isn't it? And pulling that cut nail out, you know, if you know what a cut nail is, folks, some blacksmith carved it out of a piece of metal, taking that hammer, that cut nail, and he hammers his 99 points under the wall and walks. Imagine that, just nailing that to their door. I mean, that's a heretic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these days you'd have to post it on a blog. But.
Exactly, but people do. I mean, I think I do. I do some heretical things around here sometimes. Entrepreneurs. There's another variation of a heretic. I'm diluting your definition. You tell me if I am. But I've done things in my career as an entrepreneur, Art, and people have said, "How did you do that? What made you think you could do that?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said. And I hadn't thought about it. And I thought after they asked me that question, I would say, I finally said, well, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Right, and I didn't ask.
Yeah, I didn't ask. I just did it. I didn't know I needed your permission. Is that a variation of being a heretic, or is that diluting your definition?
Well, I don't think I don't have a copyright on the word or anything. I do think that it's important for people who are trying to change a large system from within to realize that they are part of a larger tradition that has roots both in ideas and in people, a lot of successes and huge number of failures, and you can learn from that tradition. And that's why I wrote the book. It's basically a book of stories of people who've tried to change mostly corporations from the inside, a few government stories. So it's a different story. I think the story of people trying things in a heretical way, just as you've described, is really important as well, and is going to be. We were just talking during the break about, you know, the declining newspapers and journalism and media.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of that kind of heretic. There's going to be a lot of people out there who have been laid off from a local paper and start what amounts to a local email newsletter and are going to have to raise advertising and support all over again from scratch, as they did when they first created those local papers back in the 19th century.
Exactly. Well, see, all right, let's apply the heretic application to a small business.
Mm-hmm.
What if a small business has been founded by me, and you know we've been operating for 20 years, and along comes this employee who wants to shake, you know, somehow or another, they just wind up shaking things up. You know, what's wrong with that guy? He's always doing this or that. Shouldn't small business owners be careful to not value the heretic among us? What do you think?
I think that there are very few businesses that would not, I think most, nearly every business would benefit from having a way for people to speak. The problem is that people, when they speak from the inside, you know, about a third of what they have to say is really worth paying attention to, and two-thirds is not. So decision makers have to learn to be open, to be judicious, and also to help their employees learn how to be judicious themselves. And
how do we foster heretical thinking? How do we pull? You know, maybe we've got people who work for us who aren't heretics, but they have you know they have a day or a week or an idea that is heretical, and that is, you know, that's a little bit offbeat, that sort of flies in the face of what we think is our norm, our paradigm about how things should be. How do we foster that kind of thinking and also benefit from it?
I sometimes say to people, imagine if you could talk to anybody in this organization and you had the magical ability to tell them how to change their behavior, and they do what you said half the time. I don't think even in magic you could get more than half the time.
Right.
But imagine if you had that ability, who would you talk to and what would you say? And the answer that always comes back is, I'd talk to the boss, and I would say two things. I'd say, don't shut people down, and I would say, when you act, tell people why you're doing what you're doing and what you really hope to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Communicate.
Communicate, but in a particular way. Don't, you know, like, not like, here's my grand vision, but, by the way, I'm doing this now. I'm laying off, you know, people from this department rather from that department. I'm investing here,
right.
And here's why I'm doing it. Here's
mm-hmm.
what I'm after.
Vision. Tell them your vision. Give them the reasoning for the decisions that are being made. Communicate to them. I like that. We're going to take a quick break. We got more to come from the guy who wrote the book called The Age of Heretics, Art Kleiner. That's Kleiner, if you're Googling him. He's also the editor-in-chief of Strategy Plus Business. It's 10 Till. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Art Kleiner is our guest. That's Kleiner with a K. His book is called The Age of Heretics. It's brand new. A re-release of his 1990s book, which has been updated and new and improved. It's the history of the radical thinkers who reinvented corporate management, and also he's the editor-in-chief of Strategy Plus Business. Why don't you give us a website where we can find you, Art, and find your book and your magazine?
It's strategy because of the way the URLs are set up, it's www.strategy-business.com.
Because they won't let you use a plus, will they?
They won't let me use a plus.
Or what's wrong with these guys?
You know, I just wish the whole internet would rework itself for my convenience. I don't know why they don't.
I've sent them a memo about that. I've got no response.
Yeah. And the sun doesn't come up at the right time for me either.
Exactly.
Can you work on that, please?
I work on that, too, in my spare time. So, strategy-business.com. And what about your book?
My book is The Age of Heretics. It's from Josie Bass. It's available at any bookstore, online or off. And it's also www.ageofheretics, all one word, .com.
Right. All right, so check it out. Hey, let's hold the bubble idea for the next visit, because I'm really enjoying our conversation on heretics, because okay. I think we do have some things to talk about. We'll get you scheduled back again real soon to talk about the bubbles, because I do think that's important. But this heretic thing, you know, in this time, Art, with the challenging economy, maybe this is a time to say, okay, you know, traditional thinking has its place in what we're trying to do, but maybe we need to shake things up a little bit. Who has an idea in this organization? And so maybe that could help us. And so maybe my point is, maybe one person doesn't become the heretic. Maybe the team comes together and tries to come up with a heretical thought on their own. What do you think?
I think that's part of it. I'd go even further, maybe a different direction. Conventional business as usual was based on it's called the command and control approach. Somebody at the top does all the thinking and everybody else does
right. The
carrying out. We now know, after 100 years of trying that, large organizations and small, it doesn't work. What works is when people are given a responsibility that's close enough to their capabilities and opportunities to keep building their capabilities, and when the person who's designed the organization or running the organization keeps aware of that and tries to build the business based on what the people are capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of small business people start out that way, and then they hit a level, maybe 10, 12, 20, 100 people, where it just seems too hard to do that. So they flip back to a kind of rote command and control way, because it doesn't seem like they can scale the enterprise any other way. But
right. If
you can develop your people to develop others, and you can create an ethic of that, then you can conceivably keep growing.
It sounds like you're talking about the quality process here, because in Deming's quality process, he gave everybody the authority to shut down the production line. If they saw something that was going to create a poor product or a poor quality, or something was happening that was unproductive, everybody on the line, all the way down to the lowest level, had the ability to stop everything. And they pulled it out and they fixed it right there. They didn't wait till it all got dumped into quality control at the end.
Absolutely. And
is that what you're talking about?
Very much. And there's a couple things on that. One is Deming is in the book. He's one of the people I profile, along with Kurt Lewin.
Yep.
And Sol Alinsky, who's sort of intellectual progenitor to Barack Obama, and lots and lots of other people. Henry Ford's in there and a lot of others. But Deming is very much in there. And what you're talking about is called the Andon cord. It's the cord that people pull if they want to stop the production line. And it came from Toyota, and actually came from their original role as a loom-making company,
right.
Maker of weaver's looms. Fascinating thing about that. Imagine you're on the production line.
I got 30 seconds.
Okay. A fender comes by. You don't pull the cord. It's going to go to the next person who's going to pull the cord. Everybody's going to come around and say, who caused this problem? And they're all going to come back to your station. So back to the end on cord, it's not just about authority. It's about who's paying attention and how much. And that's truly heretical.
And you've got to have an organization, though, where you actually could be a champion by being a little heretical.
Right, exactly.
Hey,
and thus be trained to pay attention.
Exactly. Art, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
The book is called The Age of the Heretics, The Age of Heretics, and the magazine is called Strategy Plus Business by Booz Company. Art Kleiner will be back, I promise, one day soon. Quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.